Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wait, but how does it normally start? Just, hey.
It's a new year. You forgot how to start our show?
Yeah, I did. I'm not going to lie.
All right, ready? Like, here we go. I'll walk you through it.
How to do your job? This happens to me every year.
I'll walk you through it. All right. Okay. It's a parenting podcast.
Yes.
But it's not for kids.
No, it's about kids, but not for kids.
Yeah, I think on this episode, you said you want to talk about your kid touching his dick too much.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about relationships, life, sex, a little of everything. So not for the kids,
yeah,
but the parents will love it.
And if the kids are around, you're going to want to ear muff them. Is that what it is? Ear muff? Muff? Ear them? I don't even freaking know. You're going to want to put your hands over their ears so they can't hear the dirty, naughty things that we're about to say. You've been warned.
Great start to 2021.
What's your name?
Ellie.
Who am I?
Jeez, on the fucking bitches.
By the way, sorry, I have a little cold.
You're
and
so
it's
annoying.
Not the vid. I don't think it's the vid. It better not be the vid.
I don't even want to be on Zoom with you if it's the vid.
Well, you know what it is? Other sicknesses still exist, you know, right? Like, there's still colds, there's still flus and coughs. And here's the thing. My wife went to get tested.
Okay.
Waited 3 hours in a line. $150 later, they're like, negative. I'm like,
why $150? Our insurance covers it.
Yeah, not that the quick rapid tests.
Yes! Oh, no. What did you do? Did you go to a bunk vid tester?
No, I have to send Nicole on the case. Oh, you're the best. You're the best for customer service. I'll give you my healthcare provider.
I'll get your money back in two shakes of a lamb's tail. Is that the saying?
Something like that. How do they expect people to want to get tested when the wait is 3 hours and it costs money?
Okay,
good
so
luck.
I have a question, though, because I've been tested a few times.
It's not fucking Space Mountain. It's a COVID test.
Yeah, but I've been tested a few times. The first one was, like, not really that bad. Like, they didn't go up that deep. But I had to go to Nashville for 24 hours for this event. And the lady who tested me before I was able to go on stage and do this event, she, like, legit tickled my brain. Now, everyone says it feels like they're touching your brain. She reached in, and with it felt like her pointer finger kind of was like...
Whoa. Mine was different. It's not an anal swab? Oh, I must have went to a different place.
Anyways, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I feel like it's been years since we've seen each other. Like 79 years at least.
Well, if it is a parenting podcast, so if I stick with dad jokes, did your husband say to anybody on December 31st, see you next year?
Oh, God. No, what really annoys me is New Year, New Me. And the second we got on the air on Monday morning, Ryan goes, all right, hey, guys, New Year, New Me. And, like, I couldn't tell whether he was joking or not. But, like, that is my most hated thing. Like, It's not New Year, New You. It's New Year, same you, same shit. The COVID is still here. We're still vidded up. We're still stuck at home. I mean.
I hope I don't cut the vid.
Okay, so you think that you're okay? You think it's just a cold?
Yeah, I think.
I can't tell. You look a little rosy, a little raw around your nostril area.
Well, hey, before we dive into today's show, didn't you do competitive diving in high school?
I did. I was a diver. Like, I did things now that, like, I would never get on a diving board and do. Like, I won't at somebody's pool, like, or their home pool if they have a diving board, I'll do like a straight dive. I used to get up on a diving board and propel myself off doing like 2.5 full twisting craziness. Like, I don't know what I was doing.
Slow down, Nicole Louganis. before we dive into the meat of today's podcast, of today's show, I just want to remind every parent, don't be too proud. Let me just give you a little quick Rich Davis 20-second story about the holidays.
Which means it'll be 10 hours. Go ahead.
Because we just wrapped up Christmas and Hanukkah and the New Year.
Yeah.
So our friends at Amazon are no Santa Claus. They are no Santa Claus. Because Santa Claus doesn't mess up. Amazon did not deliver the one gift that was Emmy's big, like, that she wanted, her big gift. And it's not, it wasn't an expensive one. It was just her big gift. She wanted a rocking horse. Like, I want a horsey that you could bounce on, right?
What is she, like, from the Oregon Trail? Like, that's, like, so, like, old school of her. Like, that's, like
my kid's old school. She wanted a rocking horse, I guess.
Little House on the Prairie.
So, it did not come in time.
Okay.
Thank God for OfferUp and Facebook Marketplace and all these places that other people in your neighborhood are selling shit. I got a brand new looking rocking horse for $25. Meanwhile, the one I was going to buy from Amazon was $150. And then the minute my daughter saw it, she played on it for a minute, liked it, hasn't touched it since. And I'm like, you know what? I saved $125. So do not be too proud to ever take something as a hand-me-down or used, or let's be honest, even buy something from someone else that they've already used. How many kid items, Nicole, for a new parent?
Like, for you to say that, this is the bougiest thing you've ever said. Don't be too proud to buy something used. I mean, that was like, honestly, of course you shouldn't be too. I took every hand-me-down anyone would ever give me for my kids.
I'm just saying a lot of people spend hundreds of dollars on, oh, a swing, a bouncer, this and that.
Right.
And then the kid uses it one time.
Right.
I wish I could have bought all those things used and just sanitized them once and boom. It's your kid ruined shit anyway.
Right. I got
so,
you.
So there you go. Don't be too proud. Lesson number one. I'm already teaching in the new year. I'm like professor. Call me Professor Dickey.
Professor Davis on the case. I saw that your wife was headed on an airplane. Can we just discuss this quickly? Because, I mean, she literally had the weight of the world on her shoulders. Literally. Like, she had 14 bags of dog, two strollers, two children. How did she do this?
It's very funny you should bring that up. Because, yeah, I'm rocking a solo life right here in California right now. My wife took the two kids.
Yes.
The dog. Mm. A stroller.
Oh, yeah.
Two car seats.
Yeah.
And did I say the dog? Yeah, I said the dog. She took all this shit.
And 14 bags.
And yeah, and checked bags, carry-ons, everything. And the response, I put on my social media to be a nice husband. I was like, oh, there she is, my rock star. Look at her with the kids and the dog. But meanwhile, you know what I'm really thinking? Is it that big of a deal?
Did you really say that to her?
Well, I said that to her.
Did you really say those words? They came out of your mouth and you said them to your wife who was literally holding the weight of the world on her?
I said, I mean, babe, it's a cute picture for Instagram, but like, I mean, come on, stop. Don't exaggerate. Is it really that big of a deal?
My blood is boiling. I want to stab you through the screen.
I've done this once before. She went away for a weekend for a bachelorette party. This is when we only had one kid. This is when we just had our oldest daughter, Emmy. And I watched Emmy for the weekend, and I said, that was pretty easy.
Oh, you can't say those things. Like, what is the... I'm automatically thinking of, like, 10 million things that Matt has said to me in the past 2 weeks that made me want to also stab him. But, I mean, that's because you guys are very much alike. But, like, you can't say that. If anything, it is nothing but gratitude and love and kisses and hugs. There is no, this is not really that big of a deal. It's a massive deal. I cannot believe you said that.
She dropped the bags off at the check-in.
Oh, they were checked.
She had a kid, a baby, a dog, and a stroller.
That's hilarious.
A woman is carrying all that, everyone wants to help her. So I'm sure every single person was like, oh, can I help you, ma'am? Oh, let me assist you with this or that. To be honest, it was probably a simple trip.
Oh, God. Stop. Just stop. I honestly want to punch you in the face. Yes, people help. Yes, the bag. But I get flustered sometimes when I just have to take the kids and, like, no bags and no stroller down the street somewhere. And, like, I feel like Matt said the same thing to me. Like, it's overwhelming. And traveling with children is overwhelming to begin with, even if you're there, Rich. So for her to do it alone with all the other bags and a dog and the car seats and the strollers, are you nuts? Are you some, I mean, is she, honestly, is she nuts? Is she some sort of sadist? Because I would never have agreed to that. I would have been like, you're freaking coming with me and you could fly right back home. I would never have agreed.
You would have made Matt.
Yes.
Fly with you there just to help you and have him fly right back?
Yes, 100%. I mean, that is, what she did is, it's not, it's inhumane, if you want
to. You don't think you could fly with Parker and Keegan and a dog and car seats and a check bag? You don't think you could do this?
Could I? Yes.
Yeah, because you're a grown up. You could do it. You're a grown up.
No.
Grow up Nicole. No. Grow up Sarah. I complimented her because I thought it was a sweet thing to do. Like, babe, you're my rock star. Great job, baby. But deep down inside, I was like, yeah, I could have fucking done that. Give Emmy her iPad. Hold Ben. It's a 3.5 hour flight to Texas. Have a good day.
Okay, we're moving on because it's making me so angry. But Matt's is like, he's been saying, he's been dropping liners like that, like one liners, and I'm like, why? Like did you? And I want to say, did you really just say this to me? So slime is like, you haven't really gotten there. Slime is my, like, is a nemesis to me. Like, I loathe slime. I'm not into slime. It makes me crazy. And every time we make it or every time they have it, it's either on my couch, it's in my hair, it's in their hair, it's on my TV, it's on the walls. It's
your everywhere. Apartment's a set of double there.
Literally. What's his name? Mark? What was
Mark
his
Summers.
Name? Mark Summers. Me and Mark Summers are hanging out when the slime is there. Anyways, I said, Parker asked, can I make slime? I said, no. Can I make slime? I said, no. Fine. You can make slime. You got glue from Santa. I'm air quoting. You got glue from Santa to make it. So she goes to make it. And I said, listen to me. If this leaves this table, we have a problem. The slime stays on this table and only this table. She comes into my room not like a half hour later. I'm like on like a call. And she has slime all over her brand new shirt that I've just bought her. And I go, what did I just say? Parker, what? She was walking around with it. She's dancing with it. She's doing cartwheels with it. And Matt comes up and grabs her and he goes, it's not that big of a deal. Whatever, we'll wash it.
Yeah.
What did you just say to me? We'll wash it. It's not that big of a deal. I'm trying to teach her to not leave the freaking table with slime. Don't go against me. That's a huge thing I have. I hate when you're not on my page. We're supposed to be a team, a united front. And then he makes me look like the bad guy, like the big old mean mama bear.
And every woman are so reactive. You're so reactive. Oh, man. I'm thinking to myself, too. I'm like, slime? Big deal. Clean it up a little bit.
No, and it doesn't. There is no cleaning it up. So then we have to throw that shirt out. It doesn't come out.
It doesn't come out.
And I'm sure someone's going to write us. They're going to write, like, Instagram us or tweet us at Mashup Nicole and at Rich Davis if you'd like to do that and tell me some special magic solution to get out the slime. But in that moment, I just wanted to teach her that when I ask you to do something, stay at the table. There's a reason. So it doesn't get on your brand new shirt. And then Matt goes against me and says, it's not that big of a deal.
So
exhausted.
I like lessons to be learned here, Nicole. Because unlike you, I don't like making the same mistakes over and over and over again.
I don't make the same mistakes over and over again.
So what is the lesson to be learned here? If a husband mm-hmm. takes on a task or sees his wife doing something that he doesn't really think is that tricky, but she's taking pride in it, should he just give her the fist bump? Give her the pat on the back?
And if you're in a position where your wife is disciplining a child about something, never come in and say, stop, it's not that big of a deal, right in front of the kid when you're in the middle of yelling at them.
So if my wife isn't feeling well and I let her sleep all Saturday afternoon, I take a walk to Starbucks with the kids, get a coffee. Actually, the kids are watching a movie. I clean the house and it's actually neater than when she does it. I should just say nothing?
Wait, you let her sleep in all Saturday?
We have a trade-off, Nicole. We have a trade-off.
I don't want to get your trade-off. I'm already jellyfish. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, okay. I'm just saying, it's hard not to gloat when you're a guy and you feel like you've accomplished something. Because guys,
you've accomplished nothing.
Okay.
Sucking it.
All right, I'm done.
Anyways, now that you've got me all hot and bothered, I'm like, I'm sweating. Ooh. Do you see? Look it on the screen. I'm fully dripping sweat. Look it on the Zoom screen.
So I have you hot and bothered and you're dripping? I have that effect on everybody, I guess.
I wish it was in that way, but unfortunately, I'm just hot because you pissed me off.
Okay.
So we were talking about New Year, New Us, right?
Yes.
It is the new year. It's 2021. Everyone's like, thank God 2020 is over. Please. Nothing's changed, right?
Yeah.
We're still same shit. But, you know, everybody's making their resolutions. Everyone could pretend they're going to keep them, but they're not. I don't think you've ever been much of a resolution person. I don't remember. Like, you maybe have pretended to.
No, because I'm one of those guys that when someone's like, starting on this day, I'm going to do this. I'm like, well, if you're really going to do it, you'd start today, not
now,
that
right.
day.
Okay. So I thought it would be fun if we played a little game. I swear to God, I just saw a mouse. Oh, God, please don't be real. Okay, I'm going to look the other way.
You think it's a fake mouse in your house?
I don't know. I just can't tell if I saw something out of the corner of my eye, but you know there was a mouse here a few weeks ago. Okay.
Oh, boy.
So I thought it would be fun for us to play a little bit of a game, okay? So I want you to think of three resolutions. Do you have any resolutions?
I do have one thing I'm working on.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you three resolutions. Only one of them is a real resolution, okay? The other two are complete bullshit. I'm going to tell you them, and you have to try to guess which one of them is my real resolution.
Oh, it's like your Anthony Anderson on that To Tell a Lie game show.
Yes, yes, I am Anthony Anderson. I'm Coley.
Okay,
Anderson.
Good. Okay, good. And by the way, you're such a game person. I feel like on Instagram, I always see you like playing like Yahtzee with your kids.
Oh God, Parker loves Yahtzee. I also just got Mall Madness. You're not going to remember that because you're a boy. Or did you remember that?
I know of it. I've never played it, but I know of Mall Madness. Yeah.
God. Oh my God, I got it for her. It's so fun. Yeah, I like to play games.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, so the first resolution, remember, only one of them is real. So the first resolution is that I want to learn a different language, and I'm thinking I'm going to go for Spanish. Number one, because the guy I lost my virginity to, he was Colombian. He's like my first love in high school. You know, like his parents did not speak English at all, so I was forced to like remember any Spanish I was learning in high school. I was very good at C. I've got C down.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
No, but I feel like, I don't know, I've got enough of a base that like I could. So I don't know whether I'm going to do like Rosetta Stone or something. I feel like we're home. Why not? So I'm going to learn Spanish. This is the year. I'm going to learn it better than I know it now. So
okay.
That's the first thing.
Okay.
The second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to meditate every day. I started on Headspace and it's this app. Do you know the app? I could never see you meditating in my life. I feel like you'd be a fidgety motherfucker if you ever sat there and tried to ohm it out.
Okay.
But I did it, and I started for like 3 to 5 minutes, and the guy, this little British, I don't know if he's little at all. I'm sure he's very tall, actually. But this British dude talks to you, and he walks you through it, and I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like I can do it, and I feel like it'll calm me because I'm obviously like quite windly.
You're tightly, wound tight.
Tightly wound up. That's what I am. I'm windly tied up.
You're wounded tightly. All right, go on. Third one.
Okay.
It's. You know what? You're such a good bullshitter that I'm really trying to interpret which of these three is actually true.
Because
there's two fake ones, one real one. Go. Give me the third one.
Okay, my last one is I'm joining circus yoga, but I'm going to be doing it from Zoom. Now, you remember
circus?
My cousin Amy, remember we used to do a hula hooping class? She used to do circus yoga, and so she's starting a whole thing, and I'm going to do it on Zoom with her. It's not like you're actually in the circus, but it's like you're doing acrobatic things mixed in with yoga poses. So which one is my real resolution, Richard?
Okay, I'm going to go through these, and I'll tell you where I'm feeling you're telling the truth or not.
Okay.
The new language thing. You have zero attention span for education. No offense. I feel like learning Rosetta Stone, it's fucking impossible. Like you and I have talked about how you don't have time to read a book anymore. You don't have time to do anything for yourself in that way. So learning a new language, I'm crossing that off. That is a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. You're bilingual. Learn English first. Meditation. You had a lot of details. So when someone gives a lot of details, it's either a big lie or they're really into it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like if your kid tells you a lie, the more details, sometimes they're lying.
Right.
But the circus yoga, I feel like circus yoga might have just been some bullshit email you got the same way you used to do a hula hooping class.
I used to get an email that was called What's Hoopening, and it would give you the scoop on what was hooping in the hula hoop class.
I'm going to say that the hula hoop thing, much like the circus thing, is just some bullshit email you got that, or you know, an ad you saw on Instagram. That's bullshit. You're not doing that. You have a nice apartment in New York City, but you don't have space to be doing fucking circus tricks in your living room. So I'm gonna say that based on you even describing a little British guy that did it, I think because you're so tightly wound and you're a fucking maniac, I think you actually are gonna try meditation.
Again, the guy could be tall. We don't know if he's short or tall. Ding, 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 ding. You won the prize. I don't know what you won. You won the mouse that is currently scurrying back and forth in my apartment.
See, look at that. I know you.
Oh my God. Yeah, I would never learn a new language. Not like this. I mean, I'd go to another country. Yeah, I'm trying the meditation thing every day. I've done it 25 times. Aren't you proud of me?
Wow.
So I started ahead of time, which makes me feel I'm going to be more successful in 2021. Okay.
So you're not riding a motorcycle in a circle cage in your living room?
In my apartment? No, I'm
okay.
not. Okay, give me your three resolutions.
Okay. I have three resolutions for 2021.
Oh, God.
Now,
you have to look me in the eye when you're saying them.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, number one, I realize that I get very distracted by gambling. I gamble on football, and I adult gamble, which means
I'm aware
the stock market.
Oh, I know.
So I realize that my daily mood is way too determined by how the market's doing. I wake up. I set my alarm for 6:30 every morning on the West Coast, just so I could see when the stock market opens and what the opening bell looks like. So I realize that the stock market and football gambling have consumed me too much, where it changes my mood, right? So,
okay.
Like, I don't want to be in a good or bad mood around my wife and kids based on the market and fucking the Dolphins or something.
Okay.
So I'm going to severely cut back on my gambling and stock market involvement.
All right, writing that down. Go ahead. What's your next one?
I like that one
because that's one you probably should do because you are the sick fuck when it comes to the gambling.
My second resolution is I'm going to be absolutely in the moment because I realize so many times I'm looking at Instagram or some 20-year-old girl's ass on TikTok when my daughter is like pulling on my leg. I'm like, dad. I'm like, yeah, Emmy, hold on. Do you see this girl's ass on TikTok? And I'm like, all right. And then I'm thinking like, here's my son making cute little smile face at me. Like little Ben's like, dad, looking at me. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. But I'm checking like the 49ers updates. And I'm like,
right.
So I'm going to be less phone, more in the moment. I am going to make and arrange all my stuff that when I'm away, like when I'm dipped away in my room or something like that,
right,
or in my office, that's when I handle even my personal TikTok or Instagram scrolling when I'm with my kids in the moment.
I really like that one, Rich. I really hope that one's real. Okay, give me your third one.
The third one.
Look me in the fucking eye.
I, in an attempt to become a more realistic man, am going to curb how much and what type of pornography I watch.
Oh, God.
Because porn has distorted not only mine, but your husband and every guy, Kelsey, our producer, every guy you've gone on a date with assumes that every girl wants to just do every possible thing.
No.
She doesn't need foreplay. She wants it in her vagina, her ass, her mouth. She wants every
ears,
porn,
her nostrils, every hole.
Porn makes a guy have such unrealistic expectations in the bedroom that it's unhealthy for a marriage. So I feel as though if I cut back on pornography, in turn, masturbation, it would give me more urge and desire for a healthy sexual relationship with my wife.
You know what's funny? One of my fake resolutions almost was that I was going to start wearing more lingerie. And then I was like, no, that's not true.
Okay, so Nicole, two of those three resolutions, two are bullshit, one is true.
All right, the gambling thing is complete bullshit because as much as it maybe you need to curb it, I know that you never would. You physically cannot do it. The in-the-moment thing, I could see it because you never stop and you're kind of like me. You are a little bit tightly wound as well. The porn also, I just think might be bullshit because... Come on, dude. What are you gonna go back to? Like, I don't know. Do they have foreplay porn? Do they have like basic like Skinamax kind of porn now? Is that even available? I feel like all you can get is disgusting porn. So I don't know how you would ever curb or change your watching habits. I think you're trying to be more in the moment. I think that you're not. I think your face is always in your phone, or you're on to the next interview, or you're doing your next show, and you're not in the moment. And so I think that's your real resolution.
Damn it, you're right.
Yes! When the mouse is scurrying back and forth in my apartment.
Man, you know what? I probably should cut back on the stock market and gambling, but hey, I'm actually decent at it. So I made a decent amount of money last year doing it, and it's my hobby, so fuck it. And porn, my wife just has to keep stepping up her game, I guess.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, maybe you should get into therapy because Matt and I banged right after therapy today. Just saying. It got me in the mood.
Oh. Nicole, I mentioned this to you the other day. Not on our amazing, world-renowned, award-winning podcast in our personal lives. I wanted to know, should I be concerned?
Yes, you did ask that.
And I think a lot of parenting conversations start with, should I be concerned?
And the truth is, I'm not sure whether you should be concerned about this one. So why don't you share?
By the way, in college, what was your number one should I be concerned?
Oh, God. I can't just choose one, man. I mean, whether my boyfriend was going to piss all over my shit in the dorm. Like, he used to, like, get really drunk and piss all over my dorm room. Like, that happened often. That was a definite concern. I was like, I think you have a drinking problem. Can you, yeah.
I would stay in such close contact with anyone I hooked up with until I knew they got their period. There's no way I could have a casual hookup with someone and be like, ah, that was really fun. Nice knowing you. I'm like, let's keep talking until I know we're all good. Like,
I love you. I know that's so you.
I'm like, so you cool? Let's get a cup of coffee. Oh, you got a period? All right, have a great day.
Who just volunteers that information? Like, I would never be like, so just so you know.
I think I would casually be like, so like, how's things going down there? No, I don't know.
I hope you never said that. Oh my God. Thank God you're married with children now. Oh my God. How did you survive?
How's things going
down there? Hey, is it that time of the month yet?
Man.
Oh, God. All right. So you're not concerned about people getting their period. You're concerned about Emmy.
I'm concerned about parenting things now. Now, you know, you don't want your kid to be the little boy that's like killing animals and bugs, because that ends up being like the serial killer, right?
Oh, you mean Keegan? Okay, yeah. Perfect.
Okay, good. You're a son. When your kids do things, I always wonder, is this a phase? Is it silly? Is it cute? Or is this a concern because this may be a characteristic of something that you don't want in an adult?
Right.
My daughter comes up to me the other day, and I'm like, all right, Emmy, we got to cut your nails. And she was like, no. And I'm thinking, no, because she thinks it might hurt, right? There's the old famous Sesame Street song, I'm going to get my hair cut.
Yeah, because he doesn't like to get his hair cut, his nails, because he doesn't like to be groomed, really.
Yeah, remember that, I'm going to get my hair cut, and the kid thinks...
No, I don't remember it, but you do.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The kid thinks that cutting his hair is going to hurt, and Cookie Monster has to explain to him that, no, it's not going to hurt, or something.
You remember it was Cookie Monster who did the explanation? You remember? Yeah. Your memory is uncanny. I remember jack shit. I'm the epitome of mom brain. I'm just brain dead.
Nicole, you did a lot of drugs in college.
I did. That's okay. Probably more the reason. It probably has nothing to do with the mom brain. I'm just brain dead from all my drug use.
But yeah, so I thought my daughter might think, cutting my nails, that'll hurt. No. She doesn't want to cut her nails. And she turns to me and says, I just want to have long nails. Like a monster.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay. But we should cut your nails. You know, they'll grow back. She's like, no, I want them long and sharp like a monster. And she goes like this. She goes, ah.
Wait, the thing is, though, like I could see myself even being at Emmy's age and if watching YouTube or seeing my mom back in the day with like long nails. And long nails are sort of back in, even though I don't rock them.
The pointy ones are in.
The pointy ones. And I could see her being like, I want them like my mommy or like a big girl. But she's going for monster, not like high fashion.
No, she wants like jagged monster, like rah.
So how did you get through it? Were you able to cut them, or did you have to like hold her down?
Oh no, I cut them, but I had to explain to her that like I told her that monsters cut their nails too. But
she thought that
she wanted sharp monster nails. Is there a concern for this?
I don't think it's a real concern. Okay, no, as long as she let you. If she wouldn't let you, because like with Keegan with the nails, he didn't want monster nails. He just doesn't like it. But we had to hold him down. Like Matt had to put his knee on his chest and we had to cut his nails. Ooh. I was sweating like I was doing a workout. So as long as she eventually let you cut them, I think she's just being cute and she's, you know, her imagination is running away from her. I don't think there's real cause for concern.
Okay. And by the way, between... You're just telling us that about Keegan, that and your story about him at the dentist. He seems like a little tricky of a kid, huh?
Yeah, he's challenging. He's challenging to say the least. He's been a rough go of it, that kid. This is a cause for concern, and he continues to be a rough go of it. We were, don't get mad at me for prefacing, because I went through a whole thing. I told you I was in therapy earlier today. Matt is yelling at me. He doesn't want me to preface anything anymore. Just get right in there. But I have to preface this. We were all safe. Everybody got tested before we went to my brother-in-law's.
Oh, Jesus.
We
don't
did.
Say it. Don't because, say it.
Okay, I had to preface that.
Know what I hate more than anything?
What?
When someone posts a picture on social media and they have to like write with the picture, like, safe, of course.
Yeah, took the masks off just for this pic. Like, ugh, that kind of stuff. I know, but I mean, things are really bad. Anyways, I just want you to know that. So we're there, and I go, I'm like, all right, Keegan, Parker, we're putting your pajamas on. Go down to the basement, get your jammies. They go, and this is still on Christmas Day. So this is Christmas night now.
Okay.
And Keegan runs up, and I'm like, all right, like, helping Parker put hers on, even though she can do it her fucking self. I'm still like, all right, I'll help you, honey. And he's in the kitchen, and everybody's in the living room, and he busts in what?
Time out. I just have one question. I'm sorry. ADD radio, ADD podcasting has taken over.
Yeah.
You said Parker putting on her own clothes, right?
Yeah.
At what stage do you let them put their own shit on?
With as soon as they'll do it. Are you joking?
No. Like, Emmy, when she puts her own shoes on, they're always on the wrong feet. And I'm like...
Yeah, but if she wants to do it, keep urging her to do it. Because, like, I mean, that's great. Eventually, she'll figure it out that they kind of curve in. You know, she'll
okay,
it.
Back to your story.
So Keegan runs in. I'm not looking because I'm helping Parker. I look up just in time for him to see that Matt has got his top on, right? His top of his jammies on. And there is no bottom. There's no underwear. There is no bottom. And he's bolted away from Matt. And he's like, kid, come back here. Yo, I don't know why it made him just sound like Rocky, because Matt doesn't sound like Rocky. That's how I remember it.
Okay.
And so he busts in, and he goes to Matt's brother, who he calls Bub. Yo, Uncle Bub, look at this.
Look at me.
And he starts helicoptering his little four-year-old penis around in a circle, and his like he's in Chippendale.
Yeah. Look at that.
And we're all laughing, but we're trying not to. And I'm like, that's not nice. And Matt's again, stop, it's fine. I'm like, this is not fine behavior. What if he goes to school now, pulls his pants down, and whips his, it's not even a whip, it's a helicopter. He likes to make it go in a circle. And now, after that happened, it's continued to happen. Whenever his underwear is off, he is helicoptering his little dickle.
Look at me!
Oh. He's, by the way, you should be proud that he has enough to helicopter.
I am very proud.
Because
so
some little kids would not have enough to helicopter, and those kids will not get many dates when they get older. But no, hey,
I'm so afraid he's going to go to school and pull his pants down and do it, because he does it constantly since we've been on break. I should be concerned. Should I be concerned?
I don't think it's need for concern until... Until all of a sudden your son gets Me Too accusations at school.
I don't know what to do, man. Matt thinks it's funny. It's awesome. And then Matt was like, maybe it's not that he thinks it's funny. Like, maybe it feels good. Like, and he's like slinging it around, and like, that's why he's doing it. But like,
well, I think on a previous episode,
we did.
I talked about my daughter rubbing herself against her car seat. And I was like, what are we doing here? Stop it.
I mean, I think it's more that he's just a little bit of an exhibitionist, but like, I don't know. I just full blown, and he can really, the movement, it's like, he's a pro. He's got it in a perfect helicopter swing all the way around.
Now, I would be impressed if you told me he got airtime.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
By the way, how's your husband dealing with the Dolphins, like, just missing the playoffs?
Not well. Not well.
But they were good. They were 10-6. They were good.
Yeah, and then they gave up 60 points the other day. It was horrible, and he got very drunk, and I wanted to kill him.
Well, that's good. Hey, listen, before we get out of here,
how
do we feel about venting for a minute? What do you got? You got a minute or what?
Honey, I always need a minute. You know that. I always need a minute. Do you have my time? Do you have my clock ready? You going to count me down? Come on. This is our first minute of the year. New year, new us.
Is it Matt's New Year? No, let's go ahead. Go on. All right, here we go.
Count me down, bitch.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. You know why I need a minute? Because I'm so sick of my kids taking everything so literally. I almost said seriously. Literally. Everything is literal. And I get it. They're 6 and 4. And I know that they're not adults. And I should think that this is funny and this is cute. But it's not cute anymore. It's causing me more stress. We went to a donut place over Christmas break. It was amazing. Parker didn't get to try the best donut. So I told them that I would take them back the next day. And we would get that donut. And when she tasted it, she was going to die. It was going to be everything. It was going to be epic. She was going to die. Like, it was so delicious. 2 seconds later, cut to Keegan hysterically tantrum crying. Why are you crying? I don't want Parker to die, mommy. And then I had to have a death conversation with Keegan that she was not going to die, that I just meant she was going to like the donut, and couldn't get him to calm down for close to 45 minutes. So yeah, needless to say, I need a minute to tell you I'm sick of calming them down for absurd things. Parker's not dying.
But you do realize that kids will take you literally.
I know.
Okay.
Also, Matt tells me to stop saying that all the time. He's like, stop saying you're going to die. Oh,
well,
my God.
No, by the way, if people that listen to this podcast, I'd imagine a lot of them are SiriusXM subscribers. I hope not all of them. I hope are growing and growing. Is that like a kids commercial or something?
No, it's like, mommy, wow.
No.
I'm a big kid now. No?
No, there's another one. It's like,
something and growing. I don't know what it's for. I don't know what the ad is for. Anyway,
I hope we're growing and it's not just SiriusXM people. But on Hits One, the channel you're on, I don't know if I've ever heard two women say, like, dead or, oh my God, I'm dead. I'm dying.
Deceased.
More than you. And the beautiful Simon who does the afternoon show. So the two hot chicks that are on Hits One, Nicole and Simon, the league leaders in, like, oh my God, dead, dying. Like, come on.
I clearly need to work on it because I had to have a death discussion with a 4-year-old because he thought that his sister was dying because of a fucking donut. All right, are you ready for your minute?
I am, but I want to give a shout out because besides you and Simon, Spider Harrison's hot too. All right.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
3, 2, 1, blast off.
Okay, I want to talk about the COVID you versus the pre-COVID you. Not that you got coronavirus, but the you that you've turned into.
Me or everybody?
The collective you, Nicole. Okay. Everybody.
Okay.
Think about what you've become better at and what you become worse at. Because this shit's going to end in like 6 months. I feel good about it. I think once we get... Listen, once people are able to get vaccines, I don't care who gets it then. Because if you've opt not to get a vaccine and then get it, that's on you.
What would you say? Bop on ghoul? Is that what they say? Is that a thing?
Silence. Okay. So I just want you to know, if you feel like, hey, you know what I learned during the pandemic? I learned that, hey, maybe I drink too much. Don't take that with you. But think about what good thing you learned about yourself as a parent, as a spouse during this coronavirus, and realize, hey, maybe I'll take that with me afterwards. Like, maybe you spend more time with your kids than you used to. When you go back to real life, maybe you don't take on so many responsibilities. That's all I'm saying. That was a boring one.
No, it wasn't. It was so sweet for our newest episode. Not our newest. Yeah, our new year episode.
Yeah.
New year, new us.
Well, because there's going to be, like, think about it. There's good things there's better qualities you have now than you used to have, and there's worse qualities, right?
What's this positive outlook that you've got going on today? I don't understand. What is this? Because you haven't had your kids for a few days? Screw you.
Can you tell? Can you tell?
Anyways, thank you guys all for listening to the show. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe. We've got new episodes for you every Thursday. They drop every Thursday. Rich hates it when I say that.
Yeah, you're not a hip-hop artist. They are released. Oh, you're not a rub and tug person either. They are released, dropped every Thursday, new episodes, and you got to check them out. You know what I would love for you to do?
What?
Send the link to your friends. Like, if you have a friend that's a parent.
Okay.
I'm not asking you much. Hey, you want to do something nice for your buddies, Nicole and Rich, in the new year?
Yeah.
Take that link and just text it to, like, a group text of 10 of your parent friends. And be like, this shit's funny, even if you don't like us.
Do it anyways.
Yeah.
And if you really, really, really love it, make sure to rate us 5 stars. Our girl Kelsey Albright is our producer, and we're obsessed with her, and we'd be lost without her.
I'm
Nicole Ryan, and you can listen to me on SiriusXM It's One weekday mornings when you wake up.
I am Rich Davis. You can hear me on Covino and Rich on SiriusXM on Faction Talk, channel 103. This is a SiriusXM production.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I love the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute.
No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.